Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Same Kind of Different, As Me Movie Edition, by Ron Hall, tells a true story of friendship that crosses class, race, and life experience. Set largely in Texas, it brings together three people who seem to share nothing in common: a successful art dealer, a homeless man shaped by hardship, and a determined woman whose compassion refuses to stay theoretical. The narrative follows how an encounter meant to be brief becomes a life-changing relationship, pushing each person to confront fear, prejudice, and the boundaries of comfort. This edition connects to the motion picture adaptation, highlighting the story's wide cultural reach while keeping the focus on the human realities behind the headlines of homelessness and poverty. Rather than presenting charity as a simple act of giving, the book emphasizes mutual transformation, showing how listening, keeping promises, and showing up consistently can rebuild dignity and trust. It is both a personal memoir and a call to see people in crisis as neighbors with names and stories. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a collision of worlds that becomes a friendship. At the center of the book is the unlikely relationship between Ron Hall, whose life revolves around business success and the high-end art world, and Denver Moore, a man surviving on the margins after a lifetime marked by poverty and exploitation. Their first encounters are tense and cautious, shaped by assumptions on both sides. The story shows how quickly people sort one another into categories and how hard it is to unlearn those reflexes. What changes the trajectory is not a single dramatic moment, but repeated contact in ordinary settings, especially through a community that serves people experiencing homelessness. But the book explores how friendship starts with practical respect, learning names, honoring boundaries, and acknowledging that each person carries a history that cannot be summarized by a label. As Ron gradually sees Denver as an individual rather than a problem to solve, Denver also tests whether Ron can be trusted, because trust is expensive when betrayal has been common. The developing bond becomes a lens for readers to understand how social distance is maintained and how it can be crossed through humility, patience, and consistent presence. Secondly, Deborah Hall and the demands of compassionate leadership. Deborah Hall plays the catalytic role, not as a flawless hero, but as someone who insists that compassion be practiced, not merely discussed. Her influence in the story highlights a form of leadership rooted in moral clarity and personal involvement. She challenges the comfort of doing good from a safe distance and urges direct engagement with people who are suffering. The book portrays the strain this can place on a marriage and on personal routines, because serving others tends to disrupt schedules, priorities, and even social circles. Deborah's approach also reframes charity as relationship. Instead of seeing people as recipients, she pushes for understanding their needs, histories, and dignity. This requires the willingness to be misunderstood and the courage to face uncomfortable realities, including the limits of what one person can fix. Through her, the narrative shows that empathy is not just feeling but action, and that action often includes advocating for those without influence. Deborah's persistence becomes a backbone of the story, illustrating how one person's steady conviction can draw others into meaningful change and sustain a mission when the emotional cost grows heavy. Thirdly, homelessness, trauma, and the fight for dignity. The book offers a grounded look at homelessness as more than a lack of housing. It presents it as a web of trauma, mistrust, and survival strategies that can make help difficult to accept and even harder to sustain. Denver Moore is depicted as someone with deep reasons to be guarded, shaped by a past that includes exploitation and harsh labor, and by years of living with constant threats. The narrative invites readers to consider how the street economy operates, how pride and fear interact, and how public judgments often ignore the daily calculations required to stay alive. At the same time, the story emphasizes dignity as the non-negotiable core of effective support. Small choices such as speaking respectfully, offering honest work, keeping commitments, and providing safe spaces become pivotal. The book also points to the role of community institutions, especially faith-based efforts that provide meals, shelter, and social connection. It does not treat these settings as perfect solutions, but as places where human contact can interrupt isolation. By focusing on an individual story, the book helps readers see structural problems through personal experience, making the issue harder to dismiss as someone else's fault. Fourthly, promises, trust, and the slow work of reconciliation. A recurring theme is the seriousness of promises. The book suggests that for people who have been repeatedly disappointed, a promise is not a polite statement, but a test of character. Ron learns that credibility is earned over time, especially when power imbalances are present. When one person has resources and the other has few, even well-intended help can feel controlling or temporary. The story shows trust being built through follow-through, returning when it is inconvenient, listening without trying to manage every outcome, and accepting correction. It also explores reconciliation across deep divides, including racial and economic separation that has historical weight. The friendship becomes a space where hard truths can be spoken, sometimes with humor and sometimes with sharp edges. Rather than offering a simplistic message that love fixes everything quickly, The narrative shows relational repair as gradual and sometimes fragile. Readers see how misunderstanding can trigger old fears and how patience can keep the relationship from breaking. This topic also connects to integrity in everyday life, suggesting that personal transformation is often measured not by dramatic declarations, but by whether someone becomes dependable. In that sense, the book treats trust as a kind of currency that can be restored when actions match words consistently. Lastly, faith in action and redefining success. The book frames faith less as a private belief and more as a set of choices that reshape daily life. Characters are challenged to align their values with their behavior, especially in how they treat people who can offer nothing in return. This practical spirituality becomes a force that redefines success. For Ron, financial achievement and social status are no longer sufficient measures of a good life once he witnesses suffering up close and forms real friendships outside his usual circle. The narrative contrasts the speed and performance of a high-status world with the slower, messier work of community care. It also suggests that meaning is found not only in giving but in receiving, including receiving perspectives that expose blind spots and assumptions. The story emphasizes that service is relational, requiring humility and the willingness to be changed by the people one intends to help. By connecting compassion to a bigger sense of purpose, the book offers readers a framework for evaluating their own lives, what they prioritize, where they invest attention, and how they define a life well lived. The movie edition context underscores how these themes translate beyond the page into broader conversations about empathy, justice, and what it means to be a neighbor. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who want a true story about friendship and social divide, including those interested in homelessness, community outreach, and faith expressed through practical action. It also fits book clubs and readers who appreciate memoirs that wrestle with real moral choices rather than offering tidy lessons. The main benefit is that it can change how a reader sees people in crisis. By following specific relationships over time, it encourages a shift from distant sympathy to attentive respect, showing that consistent presence matters as much as money or good intentions. Readers may come away more willing to volunteer, to advocate locally, or simply to speak and listen differently when they encounter someone who is hurting. Compared with similar inspirational titles, this story stands out because it is anchored in concrete personalities and hard-earned trust, not abstract advice. Its focus on mutual transformation challenges the common savior narrative and replaces it with a picture of friendship that is demanding, inconvenient, and deeply meaningful. Buying the book is worthwhile for anyone seeking a memorable narrative that blends social reality with hope, while offering a practical model for compassion that can be applied in everyday life. If you would like to support Ron Hall, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.